Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, the topic of Mitzilsa Merubah Mechamsa, Chamsa Merubah Mitzilsa. This is the sixth Shir B'Siyata D'Shemaya. We've already seen the flow Smitaras Hashem, and now we will continue based on the Torah of Moriv Rabbi Agon HaGadol, or David Sok Manzatzal. We were trying to figure out in the previous Shir why Rashi concludes and says, Shal Sem Shema Schach Nikra Sukkah. Rashi first says that because there's a mute of Tzel, it's Batal Barov. Memel of the Sukkah is Puzzle. And Rashi concludes that Al Shema Schach Nikra Sukkah, Rashi should have said, as the Pnei Yeshua points out, that Al Shem Hatzel Nikra Sukkah. Because that's what Rashi's point is. Rashi's point is that you need Tzel. Why does Rashi bring in the Schach? So we suggested a Yishuv. A lot of Achronim talk about this, and now we're going to try to find something that's more satisfying. So, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam in Tesis and Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis, Divra Maschel Kezuzahi, is that Loich Patlanu Klal, we don't care whether Lamata, whether down in the Sukkah, down on the ground, it's Rov Chama, there's no Tzel. As long as lemala, it's mechzal mechzal, the mandover parts ka'imid, mutter. So ksheira has sukkah. As long as lemala, it's mechzal mechzal, it's 50-50. The sukkah's kosher. Behainu. Shedin schach hu sukkah zeh shel doifen vigag hatolui bedinei doifen bilvad. Schach is this type of wall and roof that's tolui, that's contingent, and dine dofen, and dine wall. And if bedine defanos, kosher, parets ka'omed, if we say that in dine defanos, parets ka'omed, breached, is equal to the amount of covered area, walled in area, it's 50-50. So if that's the wall, if that's the rule by defanos, kenu b'schach, the zel b'zach, the same thing applies to schach. And the fact that it doesn't give tzel lemato, the fact that there's not enough tzel lemato, or even not at all, it's not a chisar in l'shitaso, shitas Rabbeinu Tam, because his yisod is that the schach is a dofen. The schach is a dofen above, just like the defanos are defanos me'atzad. So this is a big discussion, but that's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. That the Schach has a din like a dolphin, it's a dolphin above. The Rishonim dispute this, and they say that schach is different. Schach requires tzel, and therefore there has to be a rov milamala, because only this way there's going to be a rov milamata. Or at least mechza al mechza. And therefore, rak milamata sagi be parts koimet. Only down below, parts gomit is enough, but not above. Because the vort is that you need tzel. But Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you need a dofen above. And therefore, as long as above 50-50, we don't care what's happening on the ground. And on the mashmos of Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no inyan of tzel sukkah, and schach is like other defanos, tomol av arosh b'simen gimel, shim kain, Lama lo mahani schach pachas migimel sheish b'zeh lavud. So why doesn't it help to have schach? It gives you lavud. It's as long as within three, then the whole thing is considered schach din. It's considered covered, and everything should be fine. Even if there's loads of sun lamata. Shouldn't apparently, but it does, but it shouldn't bother us if it's pachos migimel lamala, because then you have you can come on to love it. Just like by Defanos, like we see on Dav Zayin, you can have love it. So let's love the ceiling as well. So look in the Rosh, look in the Sfasemis. Now this kasha is also the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua, the beginning of the first parak that he writes there, that as we discussed in a previous shiur, the other Amoraim who argue with Reb Zeira as to why its sukkah can't be higher than 20 amos hold that apparently that you don't need schach letzel, and therefore only Reb Zeira says that up until 20 then the sukkah has the shade of the schach, and over 20 it doesn't. That's only Reb Zeira, but the other opinions who give other reasons why its sukkah can't be higher than 20, it's because they don't believe that you require schach letzel. Zok to Pnei Yoshua in Cain, why doesn't schach help with lavud? Even though chams is meruba mitzil, so even though there's more sun than shade, let's do the lavud thing. If I'm allowed to express myself that way, probably better not to. So using the divine law of lavud, why don't we say that a sukkah is kosher if you don't need the tzel of the schach, you just need there to be schach. So let's say that even without tzel, even with lavud, if there's chamsim ruba mitzilsa, through lavud, let's say that it's kosher, just like it works by defanos. Vayein shem b'pnei Yoshua shetirets. Shirak b'defanos shalok suvim lehedya ela israbu me ribuya dekra, only by defanos that are not written explicitly, but rather it was mischadesh from a ribuy in the pasuk, only there mehani nami defanos ayidei lavud. You don't see defanos explicitly in the pasuk, it's just a chiddush. We have a ribuy in the pasuk, as the Gemara learns, from which you learn defanos. So there we say defanos, you can have a lot of lavud with defanos. As long as within three, it's a kosher dofen. Aval schach, where it says lehedya schach, because it says in the Torah sukkah, and schach comes from sukkah. Schach nigrei sukkah, sukkah nigrei schach, Hashem schach. There it's more explicit in the Torah. It's not effective unless it's mostly misucheches mamish. It has to be mostly par schacht, if I can be mechadesh a word. It has to be mostly covered with schach. It's not enough to have loved. Ayin sham the pnei Yoshua ubiuro nira. It appears what he means is as long as we learn it from a chiddush in the pasuk, which is a din, an inyan dini, that was said about the need for defanos, so it's enough bedin defanos. You don't need defanos b'mitzius. If it's learned from a riboy bakra, so then it's enough to have a din defanos. You don't have to have defanos b'mitzius. It's enough to have a din defanos, and with lavud you have a din defanos. It's a lamdisha wall, not a concrete wall, a lamdisha wall. Therefore, a wall with lavud is beseder, because that's a lamdisha wall. But b'schach, which is explicit in the pasuk, there you need schach before mamish, and that's only when it's ruba misucheches mamish. U'memela hu adin shekeinu l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam, shelishitaso יסוד דין שכר הוא כדין דפנוס, אלא שזה מעט סטודם הוא, וזה מלמעלה למטה הוא. So, לשיטה זו, you need שכח like the phanos. Phanos is from the side, and שכח is from above. And nevertheless, it's only going to work, love is only going to work for the walls, but it's not going to work for the שכח. Because in a chinami, שכח is like a dolphin, but it's a dolphin that's explicit in the Torah, and therefore love it doesn't help. A lundish dolphin isn't going to work. You need a real dolphin. The Torah is talking about practical metzias. But if you're in the world of dinim, if you're world in the of abstract halacha, of ribui bakra, there it doesn't have to be a concrete wall. There it could be a lavud, and that applies to the walls. But if you're in the world of the tzchach, which is mehejelek bakra, explicit, there you need real schach, and love it isn't going to help. The fiza nira lechadesh. So now we can get a trit fighter that even though we don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam that Lamala Mechtzel Mechtz is good enough for the reason that the Rishonim said that Tzchach requires Tzel, and if up top it's 50-50, if where the Tzchach is it's 50-50, down below you're not going to have Tzel because you need, as we said in the previous Shiurim, Shem Tzchach Omei Tzel, which you don't have if Lamata is Rubo Chama. So we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. But Gam L'Didan, even for us, where we paskin, there is an additional din on Schach, the Mahalach Shel Dofen V'Gag. We do have an additional aspect of Schach as a wall. This roof is also like a wall, as we saw in Rabbeinu Tam in the Pnei Yoshua. And even though the din schacha that it says in the Torah, it's mashma lashon sikuch u'meitzel, like we said, but lemaisa, after the dinei defanos were said in the psukim, that it says sukos, says it three times, once male, twice chaser. So the schacha that was said in these psukim, yesh ba gam et ma shenitraba be'oto pasuk al dfanot v'al yedei ze tzricha aschacha liot gam dofen. So where do we learn dfanos from? From the pasuk about sukkah, schach. So that means that the schach is going to also have the character of the defanos. Schach also has that additional element of defanos. Alright, defanos are learned from schach. So they're in a way synonymous. The schach is also like a dolphin. So the schach has to be a dolphin just like the defanos lamata are a dolphin. So the ribui of the fanos in the psukim of sukos of schach is megale on the schach itself shebechlal the fanos he. That's included in the fanos. Besides it being schach, yes, it does have to give tzel. We're not going to negate that. That's the way we rule. But it's also a wall. והדבר נראה מפורש להדיה בירושלמי בפרק א' מסוכה בריש הלכה א' והובא בראש בסימן ח'. זה לשון הירושלמי, יש דברים קשרים בסוכה ופסולים במבוי. פסולים בסוכה וקשרים במבוי, דוקרנין קשרים בסוכה ופסולים במבוי, שתי דפנות קשרות בסוכה ופסולות במבוי, רחב מ-10 רמה בסוכה כשרה ומבוי פסול. חמתה מרובה מצלתה בסוכה פסולה ובמבוי כשר. So the Yerushalmi is comparing and contrasting Mavui, an alleyway for Dinei Eruv, and a sukkah. Two defanos are kosher in a sukkah, not good in a mavui. Wider than 10 amos is kosher in a sukkah, and a mavui it's puzzle. Chamsa meruba mitzilsa in a sukkah is puzzle, and in a mavui is kosher. והרי הנידונו על הדפנות שישנן במבוי ובסוכה. We're talking here about the defanos. We're talking about the walls that you have in a mavoi and a sukkah. שבזה יש דברים שקשרים בסוכה פסולים במבוי. So where does, as they say in Portuguese, vi falta rein chamsa meruba mitzilsa here? What are we bringing in chamsa meruba mitzilsa to din in the gag? Then in the schach lemal, it's nothing to do with the defanos. You don't need schach at all in a mavui. As kimat meforash kan be Yerushalmi, that the sikuch hasukah is medin dofen, and therefore it's included in yesh dvarim ksherim besukah psulim b'mavui. And psulim b. Sukkah v'ksherin b'mavui, which is a discussion of the defanos, and yet we throw in, the Yerushalmi throws in the inyan of the chamsa meruba mitzilsa, because that's also a dofen. The mal is also a dofen. Sukkah has a psul of chamsa meruba mitzilsa, and a mavui doesn't. So that's a gevaldika Raya and a smach for this chiddush that the schach also has a din dofen. Just when it comes to this dofen, it's not going to work if it's chamsa mitzilsa. Love it's not going to help us. Only when it comes to a mavui, paritz merub is okay as long as it's lavadik. But not when it comes to a sukkah, because by sukkah you need a dofen mamish. ויסוד זה מבואר ממה שכתב המהר"ם בדף עמוד ב'. So we can also see this gevaldik in the Maharam in Lublin, in the back of your Gemaras. And kushyas ha'olam, and what everybody asks in the Cheshbon Haschachos, in the Gemara there in Vav Amud Bet. That altogether there are four, because two sukkos are written chaser, that's two, and then one sukkos is written male, that's two more, it's four sukkos plural. So the Gemara says that one's legufe for the sukkah itself, and the other three are for the defanos. But wait a second, you need one the gufe for the sukkah, one for the schach, there needs to be schach up there, and now you're only left with two for two defanos. How do you get three defanos? You need one the gufe and one for schacha. So how do you get three defanos? Really there are only two yiturim left, two ribuyim left. And on that the Maharam answered, that what the Gemara is saying is that we have one legufe, which is the sukkah itself with the schach, because the schach is a mechitza lamala, because mali dofen lamala, mali dofen menat stadim. So that's one. And then you have the other three defanos. One is on dofen aschach, and the other three are on the three defanos. So it's really ribuyim all around. When it says legufe, it's talking about the dofen lamala, which is the schach. That's the legufe. That's one dofen. And then the other three ribuyim are for the other three defanos. Ayin sham ubaruch l'ner. So it's mefurish. There's an inyan dofen in the schach as well. There's also a raya to this in the Ran and Sanhedrin of Daled Amud Beis. We are not in this year going to get into that raya. Maybe if I get enough emails, I'll share it with you. But that is also a raya to this Yisod. It's Gevaldik. And now, Nimtza Lefi Zeh Davar Nifla. Shekol Ma Shekatav Rashi. Al chamta ruba mitzilta shepsula rak mishum shamiyut batel. When we said chamsa ruba mitzilta, that if there's more sun than shade, it's pasul, because the miyut is batel barov, that's only klape the din v'shem schach shel sukkah. Rashi is referring only to the din schach, the din of making shade. So there, if not for the din of Bittel Barov, a little bit of shade would be okay. So you need to come on to Bittel Barov. As the Achronim explain at length, and we also explained in a previous shir. So that's when we're talking about the din of tzel. That's what Rashi is discussing. But klape din dofen v'gag ha-nitzach l'tzukah, but vis-a-vis the din dofen and gag, that the gag has to be a dofen that's required for the sukkah. So there, belav hachi, regardless of the tzel, you require the kol apachos. She a mechza al mechza schach. The mandamer parts komed mutter. So there you need at least 50% schach. If parts komed is okay. Otherwise, since the love it isn't good, like we saw from the Pnei Yoshua, if it's pachos and mechza al mechza, pashit that the sukkah is pasul. So you don't have a dofen. And the nafkamina, what Rashi writes is, "Begabei miyesh lemala mechza al mechza." Say above it's 50-50. There it's enough midin mechitza. And nevertheless, it says in the Mishnah that if chams is meruv mitzil salamato, it's pasul, like we saw in the sugyan chav beis amid beis, that the Mishnah is talking about lamato. The mat, if down below, if down on the ground, it's more sunny, then it's no good. Even though, as far as the walls go, meaning as far as the wall of the schach goes, it's a kosher wall. But the problem is there's more shade, so the schach is being used in two capacities. One as a wall, and one to give shade. So if it's 50-50, it's a good wall, aman damar paretz komid mutter. And then you have the schach issue now. You have a shade issue now. Is it going to be giving enough shade? So aman damar chamsur mitzil salamata is puzzle, because you need shade also. So, if you have 50-50 up above, and down below you have more sun, then the tzel is batel barov, and it doesn't have a shame meitzel. It doesn't have a shame. This schach doesn't have a shame of giving shade, because something's got to go. It's either a shade giver or not a shade giver. So, if there's more sun, then it's not a shade giver. It doesn't have a shame meitzel, it's puzzle. And if it doesn't have a shame meitzel, then ein kan schach. Then the schach is no good, the schach is meaningless. And that's what Rashi says, Shal Shema Schach Nikrei Sukkah. That even though the din schach is also a din of dofen, and there we don't care if it's meitzel or not, if it gives shade or not, and as long as above it's 50-50, it's mechtzel mechtzel, it's enough. Since Al Shema Schach Nikrei Sukkah, in other words, you also need a shame misakech v'schach ala dofen elyon. So yes, Rashi's alluding to the fact that it's a wall, it's a good wall, but al shem aschach nikri sukkah, it also has to be a schach, it also has to be a roof, it also has to be a covering. So bal korchenu, if there's more sun, it doesn't have that shame schach. It's not considered valid schach, because it's not giving tzel. So that's why Rashi says, Al shema schach nikrei sukkah. It's not only a dofen, it's also a misakech. It's also a covering. And if it's not a valid covering, then it's not a kosher sukkah. So if it's chamsa meruba, it's not kosher. It's not called a sukkah because ein zeh schach. So therefore the sukkah is pasul. Even though mitzad din dofen that you have on the schach, there's no chisaron. So now we understand very well why Rashi says that al shem eschach nikrei sukkah, telling us that it's not enough that it's a dofen, but it also has to be a covering. And if it's not a covering, then the whole sukkah is pasul. And when is it not a covering? When it's ruba chamsa. When it's chamsa meruba mitzilsa. When there's more sun than shade. Now we can also understand why the Gemara is told in Daf Tesvavet Aleph, the din of Mechtza Schach Kosher, Mechtza Schach Pasul, with the general Machlokas of Paretz Ka'omeh. If it's 50-50, there's no Mir Abatel Barov, so why is it enough to have Mechtza on Mechtza to have 50-50? There's no Bittel Barov. So the answer is that the whole Tzliya B'Machlokas HaKlal L'Shel Paretz Ka'omeh has nothing to do with the din, has nothing to do with the din of tzel. That's only lenyin the din dofen of the schach. So lenyin din dofen, we can talk about 50-50, and it's valid mitzad the din dofen. But that has nothing to do with the din sale. If it's not giving enough tzel, then it's not valid mitzad the tzel aspect of the schach. So if not for bittul berov, it would be enough even if there's miut tzel. But then you have a din of bittul berov, so miut tzel is no good. So when it's mechtza, we can say it's kosher mitzad the din dofen, but not mitzad the din tzel. It has nothing to do with the din meitza. So when the dofen of the schach is chetzio kosher and chetzio pasul, it's in fact talui in the machlokas of paritz ka'omei, just vis-a-vis the din dofen, and it has nothing to do with Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah is talking about the din tzel. That's the second aspect of the schach. So, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we have seen a flos mitoras Hashem, and b'tzos Hashem darkenu. In the future, we will continue. There is so much more to say, and I hope that we're able to say it. Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the financial means. Emir to Hashem and the Simchas Chaim and the health. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.